Have you been having thoughts of having that money talk with your family, as in your siblings and your parents, but you just don't know how to go about it? Well, today is your lucky day, as I'm going to share with you what you can do to help you navigate this conversation. So stay where you are at. Don't go anywhere. Yes, you are here. Bienvenida to the Her Dinero Matters podcast, a mixed language podcast hosted by me, Jen Hemphill, to help you become the reina of your money and love your dinero more. If you are needing some inspiration and encouragement at this very moment, you have come to the right place. Gracias por compartir este tiempo conmigo. Now let's jump in to today's dose of money confidence. You made it. I'm so excited to have you here. This is Jen Hemphill, your host. For our Latino community, family is everything. But we in general avoid talking about money unless it's necessary, like an emergency, like someone passes away and there's a need for money to bury them, or someone in the family needs to borrow that cash. But we rarely talk about money in terms of planning for the future. The cycle of life is undeniable. You are born into this world, you're here for a certain time, and then at one point, it's time for us to go, leave this world. We can't avoid this. And I'm not trying to be a downer here. I'm just talking about life because we can't avoid it. We're here, and then at one point, we're gone. And we need to be prepared for this. Financially, we need to have a plan. What's going to happen after? I want you for a moment to imagine that it is the day after a funeral for one of your parents. Again, I'm not trying to be a downer. I'm just speaking reality. Are you able to grieve peacefully? Or are there some critical financial decisions that you need to deal with right away? If you think it may be the latter, then today's episode is going to help your future so much because you're going to be learning how to have that money talk with your family. I'm going to share with you 6 tips to help you have this conversation with ease so you can minimize that stress and overwhelm in the future. Because that sounds a lot better, right? Instead of having to deal with the financial aspect or having to solve a problem right away, you want to be able to take that time in the instance of someone passing to be able to mourn instead of dealing with mourning and then having to solve some financial problem. That is not fun. So today's episode is going to help you with those 6 tips that I'm going to share. Before we get into these tips, let's briefly talk about the benefits of this discussion. Why is it even important? Outside of the obvious, I know it may not be an easy conversation to have, especially for those colorful personalities that we have in our family. Are you familiar with those? I know I have them. Or maybe in the family, there's some challenges that you're experiencing. So some of the benefits, it's easier to navigate someone's passing away, an illness, significant life changes because the conversation has been had and a plan is already in place. Everybody knows what's going to happen versus this emergency happening and all of a sudden everybody has to come together to figure out what's next, right? Another benefit is that in having this money talk now, you get that uneasiness of that money conversation of actually talking money out of the way because you're doing it. It's going to be uneasy at first. It may not be easy at first, but you get that uneasiness out of the way because you start talking, you start doing this. Another benefit is that it sets an example and a precedent for the next generation and the family. Those kids are watching. All the kids are watching. And if they see you as a family, having those money conversations, setting a plan in place, that is something that they're going to follow suit. Because we tend to do those examples that our parents set, right? We tend to do those things. Also, you have a better understanding of your parents' finances and estate, meaning, are they good financially for retirement, or do they have their legal documents put together? You're going to know that ahead of time versus finding out after that there was no life insurance. Or maybe one of your parents gets sick and there's not much savings. Whatever that situation is, knowing now, it gets you ahead of the game because you can start planning. Also, it gives other family members a gentle reminder of savings towards retirement, because not everybody is going to be doing the same thing. Not everybody is as diligent as you are, because you're here listening to this podcast. That says something about you. And other family members may not be doing the same. They may be procrastinating saving. They may be procrastinating paying off that debt. They may be procrastinating saving for their retirement. And so having these conversations is just that gentle reminder that, hey, maybe I should do this now instead of waiting. And also getting that legal paperwork together. Maybe they don't have it, but in having these family discussions, it's just going to remind them, and it's just a gentle reminder for them to do that. So let's talk about the tips. Tip number one, you need to get clear on the goal of the family discussion and set the tone. This is a money conversation. So therefore, family members may have that wall up because it's awkward. They may have some fears. They don't want to be judged. They may be feeling shameful about what they've done with their finances. We don't know that situation. So you need to, besides getting clear on the goal of what that family discussion is, you need to set the tone. So maybe the goal of the family discussion is making sure that your parents have a will, that they have that legal paper, their estate planning together, and everybody knows what that is, what their plans are. Maybe that's the goal. But again, you want to set the tone. People are going to have their guard up. And if you set the tone, and this conversation is going to be a gentle, it's not going to be judgmental. It's going to be about problem solving and that you need their help to come up with solutions to whatever that goal that you're working on is. It gets them involved and it makes everyone feel important because they're a part of the solution. Now, you will need to, again, since you need to get clear on the goal, you'll have to communicate well the goal and the purpose of the family discussion. Again, and set the tone. So you want to do this in a way that's inviting, and that this is not about pointing fingers or a lecture discussion, but more of a brainstorming, a problem-solving discussion, and why you need to share why it's important for them to be there, because they are valuable to the discussion. They are valuable for the solutions that they can provide. Now, side note, I do want to say, if at all possible, start off with having a meeting, making it simple to just help ease these types of meetings, to help ease and set the tone for future meetings. If there's no financial emergency right now, then start it easy. Maybe just get to know each other. They're your family. You should know them, but get to know each other in terms of maybe them sharing some financial tips that they learn. Like, again, you want to try to have them practice that talking about money. So maybe sharing some financial tips or sharing some funny stories around money. I mean, we're living in the times of inflation, so some funny stories can be the bag of chips that you just bought, and you can joke around about how it was like five chips in a family bag. I'm being sarcastic, obviously. And maybe I'm exaggerating, or maybe not, because they're who knows, especially with the shrinkflation, as people call it. So if at all possible, start easy and start simple. Number two, create the rules for the talk. This is not a lecture. This is not pointing fingers. There's no interrupting. There's no judging. It's about being kind. It's about listening to everyone all the way through and not interrupting when they're talking. So that's tip number two. And you can insert your own rules. You know your family best. I'm just giving you some suggestions of what you can put in, you know, what some rules that you can implement. But again, you know your family best. So there might be some other things you need to add. I don't know. Tip number three, create some conversation starters, some icebreakers, so you can ease into the conversation. Notice I'm saying ease into this conversation because it's going to be awkward. It's going to be hard. It's going to be weird to have a money conversation if you've never had it together as a family. So these icebreakers, these conversation starters can be some financial wins. Maybe you can celebrate with them that you paid off some credit card debt, or you can share a money tip that you've learned that you loved, or you can share about a podcast that you really enjoy listening to. Maybe this one, hopefully. And you can share with them, hey, listen to X episode and I liked it because you insert your reason. Maybe it's a book. Maybe I said earlier, something that happened, something funny that happened when you went shopping. Whatever that case may be, have some conversation starters, or maybe it's some money memories that you had. Have everybody share. So again, this is to ease into the conversation. Este episodio de Her Dinero Matters es traído a ustedes por McDonald's. Todos tenemos un McDonald's en nuestro barrio especial para nosotros. ¿Cuál es el tuyo? En mi casa tenemos muchos recuerdos de McDonald's con mis hijos, desde los Happy Meals y las fiestas de cumpleaños. Mis hijos ya son grandes y para mí, últimamente, se trata de pasar por el drive-thru, especialmente cuando estamos deprisa. No sé qué opinas tú, pero lo más importante para mí es recibir el pedido de la comida, que sea correcto, y seguir con mi vida. No creo que exijo mucho. Así que cuando el miembro del crew me preguntó que cómo estaba yo, me cogió de sorpresa. Lo que él no sabía era que había tenido un día de mucha locura y él fue el primero en preguntarme cómo estaba. Esta sencilla pregunta cambió el tono de mi día. McDonald's, me encanta. Tip number four. You want to have an agenda and you want to send it prior to the meeting so everyone knows what to expect. Having that agenda is going to put everybody at ease. Again, this is going to be awkward for them. It's going to be uneasy. They have their own mindset with money. And so knowing what to expect, it's going to, remember I shared with you that their guard is going to be up. It's going to allow that guard to come down a little bit because they know what to expect. There's no mystery to the meeting because can you imagine, hey, you're calling a meeting, you're sending everyone a text, a family text, and saying, hey, I want to have a money meeting, all the family, this date and this time. But that's it. That's all you say. Or you don't say much. It's still a mystery. They don't know what to expect. So sending a simple agenda of what they can expect prior to is super helpful. A sample agenda. This is just examples of what you can put, the icebreaker that I shared with you, the goal of the meeting, action steps, because you want to have action steps when you discuss the goal of the meeting. What are action steps that you can take? The roles, who is going to be doing what? And leave some time for some takeaways from this meeting. So leave some time where family members can say, well, this was really helpful. Maybe in the next meeting, maybe we can do this so they can maybe provide some feedback and the date for the next meeting. Always have a date for the next meeting. Are you setting the tone to have these? How often? Tip number five, during the conversation, be encouraging and positive. Make sure to celebrate each other's accomplishments. Pay a family member a compliment. What have you seen that they do really well with money? Whether you can say, hey, I love how you do X, Y, and Z. Teach us your ways, right? Make sure that you're just encouraging, positive. You pay them compliments. At least just a compliment is sufficient. One compliment that goes a long way. And that helps with the tone, that helps with the conversation. They're more apt to engage and participate versus not saying anything because they're afraid. Tip number 6, make sure you end the meeting with a plan in place. What are the next steps? Who is going to take on what role? Make sure that everyone chimes in their thoughts and solutions so each has a voice if they want to. Obviously, they don't have to, but encourage everyone to chime in their thoughts, their solutions, their feedback, everything, because you want them to be a part of this and feel comfortable and feel like they're contributing. When you feel like you've made a contribution, it feels good. So make sure that they have that option to do so. Those are my 6 tips, and I hope that you find them helpful. Now, are these tips a surefire, 100% guarantee that all of these money conversations will go without a hitch? I wish I could promise that, but no. What I can say is that it will ease in the conversation so you can actually have one and gain some traction with these conversations. You're going to gain more confidence. Your family members are going to be more confident in talking about money. And it's better than the alternative, which is not having this discussion, being completely blind, for example, with your parents' finances until someone needs to take over. And then everybody's squirming around trying to figure out how to solve or who's going to do what, whatever the case may be for the situation. Or maybe it's finding out too late that your parents didn't have too much saved in your retirement. And then now what? What happens? Who takes care of them financially? How long is that savings going to last? Those type of things. And you may have a scenario, so you can insert your own scenario here. So having these conversations, I think, are important to start having them. I know in our community, in our Latino community, it's not common unless there's like an emergency. It's not necessarily always the most fun conversation. So I hope that these 6 tips helped you. Again, let's just do a recap on those 6 tips. Number 1, get clear on the goal of the family discussion, set the tone. Number 2, create the rules for the talk. Tip number 3 is create some conversation starters, some icebreakers just to ease the conversation. Tip number 4, have an agenda and send it prior to so everyone knows what to expect. Tip number 5, during the conversation, be encouraging and positive. And tip number 6, make sure to end the meeting with a plan in place. Now, maybe after listening today, you are feeling inspired to do this because maybe you've thought of it, but you were fearing it. You didn't know how to go about it, but you're still needing to build up your confidence. Maybe that's you. If that's the case, I've got you. My daily dinero ritual will teach you what actions you need to take to make sure your money confidence goes from a 0 to a 10. And it's free. You can grab it at jenhemphill.com/ritual. Next week on the podcast, we will be talking to Leanne Alfaro. And what is interesting enough is that a part of what she shares in our conversation is how she has navigated those family conversations around money. So stay tuned for that. Bueno, pues, that is everything. Thank you so much for tuning into today's show. Make sure to check out the show notes over at jenhemphill.com/328. That's jenhemphill.com/328. I will also include a link to a prior episode where I talk about how to have that talk with your aging parents, that financial talk. So if it's just a one-on-one talk with your parents, it helps you navigate that conversation. Now, remember that being the reina of your money starts at this moment simply by claiming it. I believe in you, and so should you. Nos hablaremos el próximo jueves. Ciao.